Hi, we're here with Bruce Monrad, Chairman and Portfolio Manager of Northeast Investors Trust, ticker symbol NTHEX. Northeast Investors Trust is one of the oldest bond mutual funds in the country, and Bruce is one of the longest tenured managers in the industry. Within your portfolio, do you look at distressed situations?
Certainly we do, yeah.
Bruce, do you see opportunities in distressed debt right now?
Well, we do see value in the sector on the whole. Valuations are, we think, are quite attractive.
I'm curious what your take is on PG&E right now. After the utility filed for bankruptcy, investors acted in a peculiarly positive fashion with that investment, and I'm curious what your thoughts are on that.
And that's right. The bonds trade at 85 cents right now, and the company is in bankruptcy, which suggests that investors think that they're going to get their money back, actually. Our 2 cents, and we went through the bankruptcy back in 2001, our 2 cents would be that it might take a little longer than people are thinking to get their money back. And so we have not bought the securities as of this moment.
Bruce, are there any lessons you can draw from that experience investing in the prior bankruptcy of this company? I know you mentioned that it's a different situation now, but are there any takeaways for you?
Well, that one worked out very well for us. And again, it was ultimately a solvent debtor. Everyone got their money back, and the equity holders took the company. We do think that this one is a different situation. The liabilities are a little bit more unknown, and there might be a little more antagonistic relationship with the government, with the California government going forward. So there definitely are lessons, but also we think there are points of distinction.
When we look at the distressed landscape, the two of the most recent kind of high profile situations actually took place in the muni market, with the financial crisis in Puerto Rico and also Detroit. Are there any lessons for investors in general from those situations?
We do think that there are lessons. In both Detroit and Puerto Rico, bondholders found themselves in an adversarial situation with the sovereign, with the governments. And that's probably something that we're going to find here, which is to say that PG&E is going to find itself butting heads with the state of California in this case, in the form of their ratepayers.
Bruce, in general, what role does distressed debt play in your portfolio?
Well, we are a little bit different than other high yield funds that are par buyers. We are willing to roll up our sleeves and get involved in situations when they move up or down. And we can also do, of course, original distressed investing. So the two universes that are otherwise quite separate, that is to say, there are par buyers who sell instantly when things go to distressed, and distressed buyers who never buy bonds at par, we're a little bit in between both of them.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts, Bruce. That was Bruce Monrad, Chairman of Northeast Investors Trust, ticker symbol NTHEX, a fund that's been delivering income to investors consistently since 1950.